everybody, Matt Mentley here with the Wisconsin Sports Show. It is July 6, 2021. All of your Wisconsin sports takes, all under 20 minutes, you can get them right here. So thanks for tuning in. Well, we all knew after the Giannis injury, after Giannis went down in game four of the conference finals, that it would be a tough road. So I guess, what? Bucks are in the finals! The roller coaster season, which was once a roller coaster, it's not like with Giannis out, it's no longer a roller coaster. It's more of a nausea-inducing ride that you find at the state fair. You know that one where it like spins around super fast and you get stuck to the wall? And the walls kind of go up and down, and you can kind of go upside down, and you can do all this fun stuff while Aerosmith's Dream On plays in the background. That's what this is without Giannis. At least a roller coaster is fun, even though I hate roller coasters. But here it is. We're here. Giannis-less finals, which I will get to in a second, but that's awesome. I buried them in the last pod. I mean, I buried the Bucks with good reason, though. I mean, I defend it still. Go back to that game four. Watch the tape. All of the things I said are still true. But it was recency bias, right? I saw that game four. They got punched in the mouth. Similar to losing the game five against Brooklyn as well. They had to come back. They had to get some balls and finish the freaking series, and they did. Great job. There was no indication that a Giannis-less team would be able to do something like that, and they broke through. So I'm not going to apologize. All that stuff is still there. It's out there. It's cool. But the Bucks stepped it up. You know, I was thinking about why. I overestimated a young Hawks team, right? I was thinking too much about the Bucks, and I wasn't focusing in on the Hawks. And I was thinking about 2 years ago, two playoffs ago, against the Toronto Raptors. Of course, you all remember, the Bucks are up 2-0, and then they promptly lose the next four games. Now, that was the conference finals, and that Bucks team was very young. I remember after the series, them showing a graphic of like, hey, the amount of playoff games these players have been in, and it was super low. Even Giannis, at the time, was under 25, and the number of under 25 basketball players getting to the finals is pretty low. If you're a superstar on a team and you're below 25, I mean, look at the history of great players. Michael Jordan didn't make it till after he was 25. Shaq didn't make it until, I think maybe Shaq, by like a year, maybe made that finals against Houston. You'd have to look it up. Maybe he was 24. He was pretty young. But it matters. That stuff matters. None of the Hawks players have been in a conference championship before. So when that, every major athlete speaks about this. When you are in the conference finals, when you are in the finals, that spotlight just gets a little too hot, gets a little too hot to handle. I think it was a little too hot to handle for the Hawks. And once Giannis went down, they got a little cocky. They're like, we got this series, and here we are. You don't got this series, Hawks. They've been overachieving all of playoffs as well. So that's why I was just frustrated. You know what? My pod last week, burying the Bucks, honestly, it was a lot of, I was just frustrated. I was sad Giannis went down. It was a lot of sour grapes. I didn't take into account the Hawks' youth. But here we are. They did it on the backs of veterans. I mean, that's my point. Brooke Lopez has been there before. He's cool as silk. Chris Middleton. I would be remiss. I think that that Miami series last year affected these guys as well. It was pretty much two embarrassing playoff exits 2 years in a row. The Toronto one, not as bad. Last year, obviously, it was. So it feels that way, right? It feels like Chris and Brooke have been through it before. So to see them step up, make the right plays, have good, solid games, I was so happy. I was so happy and so relieved for the both of them. So it really was. They stepped up. You notice I haven't been mentioning Drew Holiday very much. Well, Drew has been playing well. He's been playing well. And this is where, you know, throw out the stats, throw out everything. I want to talk eye test for 1 second. He's got to play better. And to go back to playoff experience, Brooke, Chris Middleton, PJ Tucker, you know, all those cats, they got it, right? But Drew was on a New Orleans Pelicans team that did not play that much in the playoffs. So, man, he makes some dumbass mistakes sometimes. Really dumb. Like, really, really stupidly dumb. So, a lot of this is going to hinge on him. He is going to have to, you know, play against Chris Paul. I know they do a lot of switching on the pick and rolls, so it's going to be, all of them will be defending everybody on Phoenix. But it's really going to come down to him, how efficient he can play, how not dumb he can play. And if he plays well, then this is a good, solid team. We're in the finals, though. I don't know. I'll get to it later, but the spotlight, that hot, oh, it's a hot one. It's going to be hot on Drew Holiday. So those years in New Orleans where he was just, you know, playing with AD and having mediocre seasons are over, baby. You are expected to win us a finals championship. And you either are that sort of athlete who steps up and wants that, or you're not. So we are about to find out. But he had a great series as well. It felt good. It felt good to see Brooke and Chris and Drew just play well. Just attack the basket. That's all they got to do. We're sitting here watching them wank up these threes and go 8 for 41 when it's like, I don't know, just attack the basket maybe? That would be cool. So hopefully we do more of that. All right. So let me take a cup of coffee here. That tastes good. A little cup of coffee and ranting about my Bucks. So we got to talk about the Giannis injury, obviously. It's what I'm about to say is what everybody else is saying, and it's kind of dumb, so let's not take too much time on it. But I mean, If he doesn't play, they're not going to win this finals series. I mean, it's just the Bucks, as I said, solid team when everybody's on it, when everybody's not playing stupidly, when they're attacking the basket. Milwaukee's a very good team. But this all hinges on this freaking Giannis leg, which I'm glad does not have any major damage. But according to my source, my youngest brother, Paul Mentley, is getting a doctorate in these things. And there have been a little rumblings about maybe Giannis coming back game 3, 4, 5, somewhere in the middle there, right? But I will say this about it. If Giannis is not 100%, don't put him in there, okay? A Giannis-less Bucks team is very good and has a chance to win maybe a game or two from the Suns. But they at least have a chance. They're a good, solid team, as I just said. Blah, blah, blah. Attack the basket, right? A 50% Giannis, we're losing that game. We're losing the game. Don't put him in there. Don't risk it for future stuff. Giannis is still a very young man. I do not want to risk anything for long-term damage on that knee. number one. But number two, if he's 50%, he's just not that kind of player. You know, so you saw how well the Bucks offense does operate. But if he's not 100%, if he's 50%, he's not a shooter, so you can't put him out. We've seen enough Giannis airballs to know that he is not a shooter, so you can't put him out at the three-point line. Like, what? All he's going to be doing is standing in the lane as a decoy? That's not good, since the Bucks play a lot with spacing. So I know he's going to want to get out there. I know he's going to want to push it. All athletes do. But, dude, we need 100%. We need like an 85% Giannis. Anything under that, he's compromised. He's called the freak for a reason. We need that athleticism. We need that extra step. We need that, you know, if he's compromised, if he's 40%, he just can't go. You can't let him in there. You can't put him in. They will definitely lose if they put in a 50% Giannis. They might lose with him out. And they definitely have a shot if he's 100% of beating the Phoenix Suns. But if they put in a 50% Giannis, they will 100% definitely lose. So that's my take on it. It sucks to have him out. It just sucks to get here. By the way, the Bucks were getting a lot of shit. Like, the Bucks are only there because of injury luck this, injury luck that. Oh, all those guys in Brooklyn were injured. Boo, biddy, boo. Oh, Trae Young rolled his ankle. You Bucks are so lucky, dude. Look at the Suns. Look at the fucking Suns. Suns have been worse than us in terms of this. The Suns didn't run into Kevin Durant, maybe the best basketball player of all time. I'm not saying that just to say it. Kevin Durant is really, really, really a very good basketball player. The Suns, let's work backwards. No Kawhi. Paul George. Sure. And if Paul and Kawhi are both healthy, that goes a different way, possibly. So they beat Kawhi-less Clippers, okay? Suns win that one. You go back to the Denver series. Jamal Murray, very important piece. Probably the second best player on that team behind the MVP Jokic. He's out. They sweep them. And then the Lakers. AD injury. LeBron might not have been to 100%. That seems like so long ago, by the way. I had to look it up to try to remember. But dude, the Suns should be the ones getting shit here, man. Give me a break. No AD Lakers. I mean, fuck. AD being 100% in that first round, that maybe goes sideways and goes the other way. So just don't bring that shit in here. I just don't want to hear it. Injuries and durability are part of the game. Just fucking deal with it. But don't give Milwaukee shit. Just stop. If anything, look at the Phoenix Suns. So there you go. Oh, so here, just a couple more things. I'll wrap it up. This is an all Bucks pod, by the way. We won't be getting to what Aaron Rodgers stupidly said over the weekend, or the fact that the Brewers might be coming down to earth a little bit. But we'll keep an eye on those. But this is all Bucks, baby. This is all Bucks. I am, again, I'm not stoked. I'm stoked. It is such a weird feeling. It's such a weird feeling. We're about to get on the old ride that spins you around. It might be fun for a while, but I know I'll feel sick afterwards. All right, so what else do I got here? Oh, I'm sure you've all seen this, but for those of you who are not hardcore fans, it is fun because Phoenix and Milwaukee do have this parallel universe going on. They were both initiated as new franchises in the same year. It's already been out there quite a bit. It was Phoenix and Milwaukee did a coin flip to see the number one pick in the draft, which was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, when they became expansion teams. And here we are. And the city of Milwaukee ran Kareem out of fucking town. I will never let them forget about that. That was not cool. Milwaukee was definitely not cool back then. Maybe a different story in Phoenix. Who knows? Who knows? So let's see here. Oh, and a couple of episodes ago, I mentioned I wanted Chris Paul in a trade last offseason. I don't know if you guys remember that, but I did want that over Drew Holiday. I felt that a veteran coming in would help them push it over. So it's interesting to see how this is going to flail out here. I might have been right. I might have been right to get Chris Paul over. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Just a quick apology, Chris Middleton, like I said, he stepped it up. Well done, Chris Middleton. Well done. Thanks for showing up to the party and showing you're one of the best players in the NBA, going to the Olympics, blah, blah, blah. I don't care about the Olympics, by the way. So here we go. Just what do I think's going to happen? I don't see them winning without Giannis. It's just not happening. You know, they'll steal a couple games. And like I said, if they push the Giannis injury too much, it's going to backfire on them. So we're hoping for, I mean, this is the unfortunate part of where we're at. We're either hoping or seeing a Giannis come back and then the Bucks can come back and be a team again. Or, you know, again, we're looking at Chris Paul's on the sideline with his arm in a sling and, you know, maybe PJ Tucker goes down. There's going to be a couple more injuries. I mean, what has shown us there's not going to be freaking injuries? This has like been an injury played playoffs. Why wouldn't it continue in the finals? So, I mean, if nothing happens, if these teams stay this way and there are thankfully no injuries, I mean, it's hard to pick. It's hard to see Milwaukee winning a series, maybe a game or two, but that's tough. So the Wisconsin sports person of the week, I chose him a couple weeks ago. I'm choosing again. It's Bud, man. It's Bud. Because this is the team, folks. So another subplot to the Milwaukee Bucks reaching the finals for us as Bucks fans is this is the team now, man. I mentioned they might trade Middleton if he had some poor Hawks games. Well, now Middleton's a Buck for a long, long time, and so is Bud. They're going to keep Bud after this. We made the finals. So I know there's a lot of Bud hate out there, but guess what? He is going to be the Milwaukee Bucks coach for a long time. So congratulations, Bud. You are once again the Wisconsin sports person of the week. Maybe this offseason he'll try to put a package together like they did for Bogdanovich, DiVincenzo, Connaughton, you know, whatever else they'll try over the offseason. But man, when they lost game five of that Brooklyn series, if you can remember that far back months ago, it possibly was about a month and a week ago. I thought for sure, I'm like, you cannot run this back. You cannot run this back. Another, you know, second round exit. You cannot run this back. And now here we are in the finals being like, I guess we're going to run this back. And I'm not scared about it. I think to go back to the playoff experience thing, I think this is just so good for this team. Even if they get there, you know, and Giannis can't play and they lose, man, it's going to be, we're going to learn a lot about these players as we did the final two Hawks games and everybody came through. So, oh man. So long-term for the Bucks, this is the team, folks. So love it or hate it. So I have 30 seconds to get to 20 minutes, and I just want to say, once again, I love this team. I love the Bucks team. I rip on them because I care. And, I mean, a lot of people have forgotten that there was a lockdown for the past 14 months. So I've spent a lot of time with this team, and I love them. And I'm cheering for them, and I'm hoping they win. At least make it competitive, guys. You can do it. But for me emotionally, this has been a crazy year, and I love to see my team make a run here. Thanks everybody for tuning in, and of course, enjoy those games.